5:02 p.m. I would call Jessica Geary to the table, Executive Director, or somewhere, to call the roll. Oh, there you are. Thank you.
Representative Edgman?
Here.
Representative Foster?
Here.
Representative Kopp?
Here.
Representative Wilson?
Here.
Representative Thompson?
Here.
Representative Johnson?
Here.
Senator Giesel?
Here.
Senator Stedman?
Here.
Senator Von Imhoff?
Here.
Senator Costello? Senator Coghill?
Here.
Senator Hoffman?
Here.
Vice Chair Stutz?
Here.
Chair Stevens?
Here.
All right, 13 members.
Thank you. So, members of Legislative Council, good evening. Today is the first meeting of the Legislative Council for this 2019 legislative session of the 31st Legislature. And as such, this committee needs to nominate and elect a chair and vice chair. With that, Senator Coghill.
Thank you, Madam President. I nominate to elect Senator Gary Stevens as the chair of Legislative Council and ask for unanimous consent and that nominations be closed.
Is there objection? Seeing none, the motion carries. With that, I will hand the gavel to Senator Stevens.
Thank you, Madam President, and thank you all for being here with this first meeting. It's been a long time coming, this session, but I'm glad that we're all set and we have 7 members of the House and 7 members of the Senate. So move on to the election of the Vice Chair, and I call on Speaker Edgman.
I nominate and elect Representative Louise Stutz as the Vice Chair of Legislative Council and ask for unanimous consent and the nominations be closed.
Thank you. Without objection, Representative Stutz is the Vice Chair. Thank you and welcome. I'm glad the Kodiak Mafia is in good shape. Move on to committee policies just to make sure everyone is on the same page as we go through these next 2 years concerning quorum and voting requirements. It's a longtime policy of the Legislative Council to have 8 members for a quorum, so we have to have 8 members for a quorum, and 8 members to approve any motion. Because there are 7 members of the House and 7 members of the Senate, it makes sure and ensures that at least one member of the other body approves of a motion and satisfies the issue of a quorum to do our business. Unless there is objection, I'd like to maintain that existing policy. Hearing no objection, that policy is adopted. And moving on to the issue of sanctioning charity events, as per AS 2460-080A2B, Legislative Council sanctions charitable events that have 501c3 tax-free status. The policy in place since 2003 is that the committee granted the chair the ability to sanction those charitable events, and at the next council meeting, the committee would ratify the chair's action. Again, unless there is objection, I'd like to maintain that existing policy. Hearing no objection, then that policy is approved. Moving on to subcommittees, we'll be forming 3 subcommittees this session, the Security Subcommittee and the Office of Allowance per Diem Subcommittees, Office Allowance per Diem Subcommittee. The third is the Information Technology Subcommittee. That is usually chaired by a member of the legislative staff, the Information Technology Subcommittee. So that subcommittee will be chaired by Doug Letch on my staff. Please let either myself or Katrina Matheny over here know if you are interested in serving on either the Security Subcommittee or the Office Allowance Per Diem Subcommittee, and if there's someone on your staff that you would like to serve on the Information Technology Committee. Hold on, Representative Stutz, for approval of the minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move and ask for unanimous consent that Legislative Council approve the minutes dated December 17, 2018, as presented.
Thank you, and I'll object for purposes of discussion. These are the minutes from the last council meeting of 2018. Any discussion? Any objection to the minutes? Hearing and seeing none, then the minutes are approved. Going on to the ratification of charity events, again, Representative Stutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move and ask unanimous consent that Legislative Council ratify the chair's sanctioning of the following charitable events per AS 2460-080A-2B. Girl Scouts of Alaska Annual Auction, Juno Animal Rescue 6th Annual Silent Auction, Juno Dance Theater 4th Annual Juno's Got Talent, Lawmakers Roundup K5 event, 34th Annual Sham Jam, Kenai River Junior Classic, Kenai River Classic, and Kenai River Women's Classic, American Red Cross of Alaska Service Through Ages, and 27th Annual Cole Classic Golf Tournament.
Thank you, Representative Stutes, and I'll object for purposes of discussion. You should know that I've sanctioned all of these listed events. They've been checked to make sure they are, in fact, 501c3 organizations. Any discussion or any objection to anything on this motion? Again, if no objection, then those events are ratified. Moving on to committee business, the 2019 Manual of Legislative Drafting. I'd ask President Stutes for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move that Legislative Council approve the 2019 Manual of Legislative Drafting.
And I'll object for purposes of discussion and ask Megan Wallace if she'd come up along with Jean Michelle. Jean is a revisor of statutes. If they come to the table to deal with the next two items. Ms. Wallace.
Good evening. For the record, my name is Megan Wallace, Legal Services Director. And with me today, I have Jean Michelle. And I had the privilege, one of my first official duties when I took over as Director of Legal Services, one of the first things that I had the privilege to do was to promote Jean Michelle into our Revisor of Statutes position, which became vacant upon the retirement of Jerry Luckup, our former revisor. So for those members who may not have worked recently with Jean, she is a real critical part of our team over at Legal Services. Not only does the revisor have an imperative role in terms of the peer review process in which legislation and our opinions are drafted, but the revisor is responsible for the publication of our Alaska statutes, which not only affects, you know, the institution, but all of those within the state and elsewhere around the country that use our Alaska statutes. So with that little introduction, I will turn this over to Jean, who will present the drafting manual for you.
Thank you, and thank you for considering this. That, as you know, that
for the record, if you would.
For the record, Jean Michelle, Revisor of Statutes.
Thank you.
I worked with our editor and special assistant to prepare this new manual of legislative drafting for this session, the 31st session. I provided a cover letter you should all have that outlines the changes. They're fairly minor this time around. We removed references to the Regulation Review Committee that you all repealed last session. We added some emphasis to the neutrality and confidentiality that our office takes very seriously up at page 4. We, of course, updated all of the dates and the references to the previous legislative session throughout. We added some additional case law and a reference to the Malott v. Stanford Salmon case in the context of the severability of provisions in an initiative. And probably most significant to your procedures is we amended the enrollment process for bills that have been vetoed or partially vetoed. And as I understand it, this was requested by the Senate Secretary and the House Clerk to essentially clarify the process so that it's consistent with what really happens on the ground. If you have any questions, I can answer those.
Any questions or discussion on this subject? So we have a motion on the table. I have objected for purposes of discussion. I root my objection. This is an issue that we need to vote on. If there's no further discussion, I call on Jessica to take the roll call.
Representative Edgman.
Yes.
Representative Foster.
Yes.
Representative Kopp.
Yes.
Representative Wilson.
Yes.
Representative Thompson.
Yes.
Representative Johnson.
Yes.
Senator Diesel.
Yes.
Senator Stedman.
Yes.
Senator Von Imhoff.
Yes.
Senator Costello.
Oh.
Senator Coghill.
Yes.
Senator Hoffman. Vice Chair Stutes.
Yes.
Chair Stevens.
Yes.
Okay. 13 yeas.
13 yeas. Thank you. Let's move on to the revisers bill. Representative Stutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move that Legislative Council approve the 2019 Revisor Bill, version 31-LS0095U, and request the Senate Rules Committee to introduce.
Thank you. I'll object for purposes of discussion. Any questions or concerns, discussion on this issue, or comments you would have, Ms. Michelle?
Thank you, Senator. I did provide, along with the bill itself, a sectional summary. Hopefully that's helpful. There are a lot of provisions in this bill. It's been 2 years since we offered a revisor's bill, so it may be a little lengthier than usual for that reason. But as you all know, under AS 105036, this is a statutory duty of the revisor to prepare for your consideration and hopefully introduction by the rules committees. There are some obsolete provisions in here having to do with the telegraph. We verified that that's no longer available in this state or in this country. We've also clarified and made changes consistent with the drafting manual. It's primarily the function of this bill. We go back through every title on a six-year rotating basis and review for drafting errors and obsolete provisions, and we also attempt to clarify language. We have a letter from the Department of Law that supports this version of the revisor bill, and I'm available for any questions.
Thank you, Ms. Michelle. Any questions or discussion at this point? So we have before us a motion. I'll remove my objection, and we need to take a roll call vote on this as well. Jessica.
Representative Edgman.
Yes.
Representative Foster.
Yes.
Representative Kopp.
Yes.
Representative Wilson.
Yes.
Representative Thompson.
Yes.
Representative Johnson.
Yes.
Senator Diesel.
Yes.
Senator Stedman.
Yes.
Senator Von Imhoff.
Yes.
Senator Coghill.
Yes.
Senator Hoffman.
Yes.
Vice Chair Stutes.
Yes.
Chair Stevens.
Yes.
13 yeas.
Motion passes. 13 yeas. We'll move on to the 2018 legislature audit. This is not an action item, and we know what to ask for that. But Jessica, Gary, I'd ask you, Executive Director, to present and answer any questions.
Yeah. So for the record, Jessica Geary, Executive Director. Every year by statute, we have a annual independent audit done of our financials, and so in your packet is a copy of the FY18 audit. It was a clean audit with no exceptions, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move the Legislative Council for AS 2420030 approve the fiscal year 20 Legislative Council proposed budget and transmit it to the House and Senate Finance Committees for their review and action.
I'll object for further discussion and ask Jessica to explain the budget.
right. So before you is a copy of the FY20 budget request, as well as the FY20 budget request narrative, which kind of walks through each appropriation and allocation and what's contained within it. So there's no increments in the request. However, there are structural changes and transfers in and out of allocations to improve efficiency and align structure with the appropriate authority and or function. The FY20 request reduces the number of RDUs, which are a group of allocations combined to achieve a specific goal, from 5 to 2. We have the Legislative Council RDU, which includes the administrative functions of the legislature, as well as special committees and offices such as Ethics, Ombudsman, and Office of Victims' Rights. And we also have the Legislative Operating Budget RDU, which includes those functions directly related to the operations of the legislature, such as session expenses, the House and Senate operating budgets, and legislator salaries and allowances. So legislative salaries and allowances used to be contained within the Legislative Council budget. So one of the structural changes that was proposed in working with David Teal and simplifying our structure was to move that within the legislative operating budget. Another thing that we did is move the House and Senate per diem, which was in two separate RDUs with two allocations per RDU. We moved that back into salaries and allowances where it always was prior to last year. In administrative services, we moved information and teleconference allocation back into administrative services where it previously was. We transferred $20,000 from state facilities rent for state equipment fleet costs into administrative services because it has nothing to do with state facilities rents. And we transferred out $286,000 to the legislative operating budget for membership dues. The Ombudsman realized a savings in moving into the Anchorage Legislative Office building. And that savings was $42,000, but that $42,000 needed to be transferred from state facilities rent into the Office of the Ombudsman to cover the cost in their new case management system. In state facilities rent, we do have a surplus of $58,000 that was realized from savings of renegotiated lease space. And so that could potentially be on the table for a decrement for the finance committees. Session expenses, we moved the special session contingency allocation back into the session expenses allocation. And let's see, legislative operating budget, we broke out House and Senate operating into reportable sub-allocations, and the transfer of $286,000 from membership dues that I mentioned previously. And I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Jessica. Any questions from the table on the 2020 legislative budget? Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Did you address the LIOs yet? LIOs?
Through the chair, Senator Hoffman, the LIOs were moved into administrative services back from their own separate RDU.
Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Hoffman. Further questions? I have a motion before us. I'll remove my objection and no further discussion. Then our objections, we'll ask Jessica to do the roll call.
All right. Representative Edgman.
Yes.
Representative Foster.
Yes.
Representative Kopp.
Yes.
Representative Wilson.
Yes.
Representative Thompson.
Yes.
Representative Johnson.
Yes.
Senator Giesel.
Yes.
Senator Stedman.
Yes.
Senator Von Imhoff.
Yes.
Senator Costello.
Yes.
Senator Coghill.
Yes.
Senator Hoffman.
Yes.
Vice Chair Stutes.
Yes.
Chair Stevens.
Yes.
14 yeas.
Thank you. We have 14 yeas. The motion passes. Move on to contracts. We have two contracts to deal with. The first one is the Ketchikan Police Extension.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move that Legislative Council approve renewal number 3 of lease Ketchikan office space in the
come forward, Tina is the procurement officer, and present these next two items and prepare to answer any questions.
For the record, my name is Tina Strong, procurement officer for Legislative Affairs Agency. And the original lease agreement between Legislative Affairs Agency and Ketchikan Gateway Borough for office space in Ketchikan, Alaska, was for a five-year term that began March 1st, 2012 and terminated February 28th, 2017. There were five additional renewals of lease available under the lease agreement, each for a one-year period. We have exercised two of the renewal options. Renewal number two of lease expires on February 28th, 2019, and we would like approval to proceed with renewal number three for the period March 1st, 2019 through February 29th, 2020. If Legislative Council approves renewal number three, this will leave two more renewals of lease available before we must issue a bid or do a lease extension. And this lease exceeds the $35,000 threshold in one fiscal year, therefore your approval is required, and I would be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you very much, Tina. Any objections or any tearful reasons why we should pass this, Senator Stedman?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I think the office space in Ketchikan's worked very well for the public. We, several years ago, consolidated the LIO and the elected officials kind of in the same broader office, so it's a one-stop shop. Also, it's in the same building as the borough and some of the regional corporations that have quite a bit of foot traffic. So it's been well-received. We moved out of a local area that's highly congested in the tourism time of the year in the summer and early fall to a more quiet area of the community. So it's served very well for the public, and I'd recommend that the committee extend it for a year.
Thank you, Senator Seven. Further discussion or comments? We have a motion before us, and if we could go on to the roll call, please.
Representative Edgman.
Yes.
Representative Foster.
Yes.
Representative Kopp.
Yes.
Representative Wilson.
Yes.
Representative Thompson.
Yes.
Representative Johnson.
Yes.
Senator Giesel.
Yes.
Senator Stedman.
Yes.
Senator Von Inhoff.
Yes.
Senator Costello.
Yes.
Senator Coghill.
Yes.
Senator Hoffman.
Yes.
Vice Chair Stevens.
Yes.
Chair Stevens.
Yes.
14 yeas.
Thank you. We'll move on to RFP 635, Capital Column Restoration, and we'll need to go into an executive session for this. Representative Stutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move and ask unanimous consent that the Legislative Council go into executive session under Uniform Rule 22B1, discussion of matters, the immediate knowledge of which would adversely affect the finances of a government unit, and 22B3, discussions of a matter that may, by law, be required to be confidential. I ask that the following individuals remain in the room: Jessica Gary, Tina Strong, J.C. Kestel, John Case, and any legislative staff working for council members. And that Wayne Jensen remain online. We also welcome any legislators that are not on Ledge Council to remain in the room.
Thank you. If there's no objection, then we will now go into executive session and wait for the room to be cleared, and you'll be able to proceed. Okay, if we'd come back into our regular meeting out of executive session, and I'd ask Representative Stutes to make a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move that Legislative Council approve the award of RFP 635 to Dotson Construction, LLC for capital column restoration for a total contract amount of $676,075.
Thank you. I'll object for purposes of discussion and ask Jessica to explain what's going on here.
Yeah. For the record, Jessica Geary, Executive Director. I just wanted to put on the record that though we are awarding the RFP in full to Dawson Construction, we do have a 40% match from Juneau Community Foundation, so they'll be paying $270,000 of this price. So only $406,000 of existing capital funds will be spent out of legislative money.
And could you clarify that those funds have already been put aside for that purpose?
The $406,000 has already been put aside in the capital budget for this purpose, so there will be no new money appropriated.
Recording is on.
Thank you.
Press star 9 again.
We're open for discussion at this point. Senator Giesel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think it is just appropriate that we put on the record for this project that we've asked questions about what else is outstanding to do on the on this building. We've been told nothing, that it is a lump sum project, that it was on the original list to be done during the seismic work, but the project ran out of funds. Let's see, I'm looking for other things that I wanted to make note of. That it is more than is expected or was estimated at the time of the seismic work, but that has to do with the fact that they have to remobilize, so to speak, reconstruct the scaffolding, et cetera. I do continue to wonder about conflict of interest, but that's neither here nor there at this point. So thank you. I just wanted to make sure some of these points that we've been asking about and really digging into the cost here goes on the record. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator Giesel. And if I could respond to that to just a bit, we have spoken with Wayne Jensen, our architect, and he has indicated that he has no conflict of interest. He's not involved at all with Dawson Construction, and I believe that's the case. Would you clarify that, Mr. Jensen? Okay, well, that's what he had to say, is that he's not involved. He has no, he doesn't feel he has any ethical conflicts at all. Representative Wilson.
Thank you. I just wanted to add, too, that we were able to verify that this is not a cosmetic issue. It's a structural issue. And if something isn't done, it's only going to most likely get worse and more expensive and also possibly become dangerous depending upon how much more it erodes. So I know it's an expensive project to do, but once cracks start happening, they only usually get worse.
Well, thank you, Representative. And we made it clear that the Juneau Foundation will be involved to the tune of $270,000. The remainder will come out of existing capital funds. Any further discussion? So we have before us a motion. I will remove my objection, and if there's no further objection, we will go to a roll call.
Yes.
Representative Foster.
Yes.
Representative Pop.
Yes.
Representative Wilson.
Yes.
Representative Thompson.
Yes.
Representative Johnson.
Yes.
Senator Giesel.
Yes.
Senator Stedman.
Yes.
Senator Von Inhoff.
Yes.
Senator Costello.
Yes.
Senator Coghill.
Yes.
Senator Hoffman. Vice Chair Stutes.
Yes.
13 yeas.
By a vote of 13 yeas, the motion passes. And if there's nothing further to come before the committee at this time, we're adjourned.